Let's talk about emerging trend to develop retirement plans, as well as a new trend in estate planning, with the guy who's kind of at the forefront of all this, host of the Lang Money Hour here on KQV, Jim Lang. Jim, good to talk to you. How are you doing there?
Very good. Thanks for having me on, Joe.
Good to have you on. And just reading a quick outline here, maybe there is hope for people like me to retire someday, huh?
Well, I think there is. I think the difference between using good strategies and not so good strategies is the difference between a secure retirement and one where you might be scraping by.
Now, you apparently are combining or have figured out a way to get the most out of a Roth IRA, Social Security benefits, and you kind of merge that with estate planning, I understand?
Yeah, that's right, Joe. So here's, as you may or may not know, I've been a long-time Roth IRA advocate, and I've run lots of numbers showing some of the benefits of doing a series of Roth IRA conversions. And there are a bunch of people out there giving workshops and talking about holding up and different strategies regarding Social Security. But what I am doing is I'm actually combining the two strategies because I believe that there is a synergy between making the best Social Security decisions, that is when you should be taking Social Security, and when and how much of a Roth IRA conversion you should make.
Now, one of the reasons you're at the cutting edge of this and so being sought after in financial planning is the fact that you do reach out with new plans and new ways of combining things so people can have a comfortable retirement.
Well, that's right. And I actually like the quantitative approach because, you know, a lot of people can have a lot of different ideas. But so just as an example, let's say you take a husband and wife and they are retiring, and let's say they're retired at age 62 and they start taking Social Security. And let's even say they do small Roth IRA conversions. Given the exact same earnings record, the exact same tax rate, the exact same investments, if instead they wait until they are 66 and then use a technique called apply and suspend, they themselves, and then combine that with a series of Roth IRA conversions, they themselves, forget their kids for the moment, they themselves will be better off by $219,000 in today's dollars during their lifetime. So if we were going to personalize it to you, the difference between you making some, let's call it smart retirement planning decisions and some not-so-smart ones might literally be $219,000, and that has nothing to do with investments or taxes. That's just using the Social Security laws to your best advantage and the Roth IRA laws to your best advantage.
I like your one line there, forget the kids. Are kids a problem with this? Can they throw a monkey wrench into planning?
Well, they shouldn't, and I'll tell you why. Let's assume that you're like most of our listeners, and you're not one of the great spenders. So particularly people in this age bracket tend not to be great spenders, and usually, and I've never had a client die broke, so what is most likely to happen is the client themselves will be $219,000 during their lifetime. Now, remember, part of the advantage of this is we're having a lower income during the early years, meaning we're able to convert more money into a Roth IRA conversion at a low tax rate. Again, they will be $219,000 better off. But assuming that they don't spend that entire $219,000 during their lifetime, the fact that they will be leaving a lot more money in Roth IRAs to their children will be better off by $543,000 in today's dollars. So if I were a child, I would want to see mom and dad doing apply and suspend on Social Security and combine it with a series of Roth IRA conversions.
Well, I'm sure we may have just titillated a few people scratching their heads going, this is interesting stuff. Of course, they can tune in every other Wednesday to the Lang Money Hour here on KQV. But you have workshops, too, that provide
right.
This.
Yeah, that's right. We like to do workshops. This is a new idea. We have one coming up actually next week, this coming Saturday, which will be in the South Hills. And you could call our office or look at our website for details. And we continue to have these because this is this is new cutting-edge stuff, and I like to present this information and let people make their own choices to whether it is appropriate for them.
Well, that's again, this Saturday in the South Hills. Is your website Roth IRA-advisor.com? Is that the one to go to?
Well, it's maybe a little bit easier for the listeners to go to Pay Taxes Later, www.paytaxeslater.com, or they could call the office at 412-521-2732. Again, that's 412-521-2732.
And Jim, got to congratulate you. 100 shows. You're going to have kind of a special one coming up this week?
Yeah, what we normally do is we try to get some of the top IRA experts, financial experts, guys like John Bogle and Ed Slott and Natalie Shote and Jane Bryan Quinn and a bunch of pretty high-profile, really excellent journalists, commentators, advisors. And so we've done maybe 100 shows, and what we're doing actually for this Wednesday is we went through all of them and we took out what we think are some of the highlights. So it's actually not going to be a live show where people can call in, but it's actually going to be the highlights of the 100 best shows.
Jim, congratulations on that 100th show. And again, glad you could share some thoughts with us here for people like myself and others about, you can still plan for a retirement. All is not lost.
Thanks so much for having me, Joe.
Always a pleasure. Take care, Jim.
Take care. Bye-bye.
On the KQV Live Line, Jim Lang, host of the Lang Money Hour here on KQV. And Jim kind of does it all, too. He's an attorney, a CPA, financial advisor, best-selling author, widely published, too, in a number of magazines such as the Wall Street Journal, et cetera, and so on and so forth. Good to talk to him, too, there. Jim Lang on KQV, and again, his 100th show coming up this Wednesday at 7:05.